Welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR news station, and 91.5 WKWM, NPR for the Florida Keys. Ed Bell with you. Happy holidays. Coming up on the show, Chef Norman Van Aken serves up a word on food, and our Florida Keys events calendar features Andy Newman. Every year about this time, South Florida's Upper Keys communities indulge in a 10-day celebration of great cuisine, wine, and spirits. The Uncorked, Key Largo, and Isla Mirada Food and Wine Festival takes place this year, January 8th through the 17th, and features over 30 delicious events at numerous restaurants throughout the Upper Keys. Complimentary wine and cocktail tastings, as well as live music, a flamenco show, cooking and mixology demonstrations, multiple Sunday brunches, a lobster fest, and a dine-in-the-dark experience are included this year. For ticket information, you can go to FloridaKeysUncorked.com. We recently spoke with Bobby Stokey, founder and co-producer of Uncorked, about all of this excitement. And we'd like to welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat, Mr. Bobby Stokey.
Hey, it's great to be here, Ed. How you doing?
Great to have you join us again, Bobby. We're real excited about this year's Uncorked Key Largo and Isla Mirada Food and Wine Festival. You and your family have been restaurateurs for decades. And take us back and tell us about your mom and dad and what restaurants they were involved in and when they brought you in as a young lad.
No problem. We've been in the Keys since the 1970s. My family, my dad actually started as a charter boat captain, and we love to fish. And obviously, if you love the fish, you also like to eat fish and cook fish. So basically, that's how we got into the restaurant business. And we started out with Senior Frijoles in about 1981 and have been in the restaurant business ever since, and now have Sundowners and Ballyhoo's and Marker 88 and that whole list of restaurants. So it's been an amazing experience. And my brother and I, we started out as dishwashers. We weren't tall enough to reach into the dish machine, so we had to take glass racks and turn them upside down and stand on top of those to be able to wash the dishes.
Now, after dishwashing, what did you progress to?
From there to busing, and then eventually to cooking, and at a young age. I mean, way back in the day, it helped, of course, prepare the sort of the family meal. But once we had the restaurants, then I was in the kitchen at Senior Frijoles. My brother and I were from probably about the age of 15 on up. We were definitely a little young. There are plenty of stories about child labor laws back in the day, but we loved it, and it was in our blood.
So the first cuisine you and your brother engaged in was Mexican?
Was Mexican, yeah. So.
Well, we all love Mexican and Italian and on and on. What did you progress to after Mexican?
Right to seafood, pretty much. For a while, we had a Chinese restaurant for a while, and Chinese food was a little bit foreign for me at the time, but seafood was definitely one of our favorites. And and again, since we had that fishing background, that made so much sense for us, and so that's why today we have the seafood restaurants that we have.
Now, over the years, how have you seen the fishing industry down in the fabulous Florida Keys change? I'm sure it's changed.
Oh my goodness, it's changed a lot, but there's a lot more rules and regulations today, and I think that in one respect it's quite a bit different. It's not as freewheeling, so to speak, but at the same time, food safety-wise, it's a lot better. Quality of food-wise, it's a lot better. And, so those changes have been good. And, of course, obviously we had conch all the way up until about 1985 or so, and we can't harvest conch locally or anything like that anymore. So there's a lot of protections, but I think the protections are good. They're going to make sure that what we're doing is sustainable and that we're going to be able to do it in the future. And obviously, if you're in the restaurant business in the Keys, the sustainability is a pretty big deal to you.
Sustainability is so important, actually, all over the world, right?
Yep. So.
Now, down there, I got to tell you, my favorite fish is the hogfish snapper. What are you doing with the intruder, the lionfish, these days?
Oh, the lionfish is showing up on a lot of menus. and it's kind of popping up slowly. The issue for lionfish, and one of the biggest things for us right now, is just creating a year-round lionfish fishery. In lobster season, lionfish are relatively easy to catch because they are the byproduct of catching lobster. They swim to lobster traps. That's how we catch them. But in the off-season, when lobster season isn't going on, we don't have a good amount of fish coming in. Not sustainable, but, I mean, a good amount of lionfish coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And so we still really need to develop that. And hopefully, with the help of Representative Rashine and a few other people, we'll be able to develop a lobster fishery that will be both good for the environment as far as any other kind of byproduct, and also will start to get the lionfish off the reefs, especially the deep-water reefs.
Sure. We're speaking with Mr. Bobby Stokey, restaurateur extraordinaire in the Upper Keys, and let's get into the wonderful Uncorked Key Largo and Isla Mirada Food and Wine Festival, scheduled for January 8th through the 17th, and there's voluminous events taking place during this 10-day food, wine, and spirit celebration. Where do we start, Bobby?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I will start on Thursday on the 8th, and you mentioned hogfish early on, and Island Grill, it's a new event for us. They're doing a whole fresh hogfish expertly prepared. It's a tongue twister. But they're going to have a great event, and that is on the 8th. Kind of looking down the events, it's kind of good. We have a bunch of new events and some old events coming back, and the one that's coming up on Friday the 9th is Key Largo Fisheries Backyard Cafe is having their world-famous Lobster Fest. It's the most popular event every year. People flock to the event, and to get more information on this stuff, just go to floridakeysuncorked.com. There's all the list of events. There's obviously too many for us to discuss today. We have, on the 10th, we have pig and paella, and I'm cooking, and it's a special thing for me because I'm cooking with Chef Norman Van Aken at Sundowners. Pig and paella festival right on the point at Sundowners. It's going to be great. Spanish tapas, wine, sangrias, all kinds of things like that, and we're having a flamenco show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dancers and musicians?
Dancers and musicians. It'll be great fun.
Wow.
The Sundays of the event are typically reserved sort of for brunches, and there are a ton of brunches, from the Islanders having a brunch, Key Largo Conch House having a brunch, Buzzard Juice, Pilot House, Snappers. And then on the 11th also at Marker 88, we're having Celebrity Chopped. This is a fundraising event held during Food and Wine, and this year the money from that event is going to Chef Ben Cool. He was a chef at Ziggy Mad Dogs in the Keys, and we lost him unexpectedly this past year. And Norman will be there with us as a judge. It's a great event. Four local chefs competing to win trophies. And like I said, it's a huge fundraiser, so definitely something I'm thinking a lot of people from the community will come out for, but also it is a great spectator event.
Now, tell me a little bit more about the Chopped event. You've got a lot of dishes that are being prepared.
Yeah, and so it works just kind of the way that the Chopped work sort of on television. We give them these baskets. It's super fun. We give them these baskets. It's all unknown ingredients. They have limited cook equipment because they're literally cooking outside right in front of you, and they have to produce these meals in a time frame. And they're doing a great job. I mean, last few years we've had the event, it's been, like I said, so much fun to go and watch. And the chefs are so creative, and all of the dishes, surprisingly, are good. You know, you end up with a basket that has, you know, foie gras and Coca-Cola in it, and, you know, and a couple other ingredients, and you've got to make a dish out of that. And the dishes are super creative. They've done a great job with it, you know, and it's super fun. The only difference from us and sort of the regular Chopped TV program is that you don't get eliminated. You stay in for all the courses. All the chefs stay in, and at the end, we pick a winner, and the crowd picks a winner, and it's super fun.
And then everybody enjoys.
Everybody enjoys, exactly.
How about your grand tasting finale? That's always a big bash.
Oh, my goodness. And it's going to be bigger than ever this year. We're back at Holiday Isles Postcard Inn in Isla Mirada. It is right on the water. It is unbelievably beautiful. The food is great. We have about 15 to 20 restaurants coming. We have about 30 wineries. There's also alcohol tastings there. There's entertainment, music. Saturday, the 17th of January. Tickets are sold online at floridakeysuncorked.com. Super great event. So much fun. You got to be there.
Now, a lot of mixology involved. You've got special drinks in the Keys.
We have some special drinks in the Keys, of course, like all of the favorite drinks in the Keys, you know, from pina coladas and rum runners and things like that, which we have a couple places that are running specials on those, all the way up to sort of craft cocktails. And the craft cocktails are coming in pretty strong right now in the Keys, and a lot of people are doing a great job with those.
Are the key limes still available?
Key limes are still available, and the trees are pretty full right now. So anything key lime in the Keys is great right now.
Now, how about stone crab claws?
Stone crab claws have been hard to get this year. However, they are fresh and available. One of the great things about having these last few years when there have been so few stone crabs is a stone crab that you are getting now, if you're buying stone crabs, are guaranteed to be fresh. They're a little bit pricey, but the meat is as sweet as ever. And places like Key Largo Fisheries, you know, all the fish houses, those guys all have stone crabs.
One of the great delicacies in the fabulous Florida Keys. Bobby, any last thoughts?
No, I think that, you know, every year we talk about the event, and the event just keeps getting bigger and better. If you've been, then you know already. But if you haven't been, you've got to go and check it out. There are tickets that are available either through the people that are having the event, or you can go online. Some of the tickets are available online. Again, FloridaKeysUncorked.com.
Bobby Stokey, thank you so much for joining us today on South Florida Arts Beat, and congratulations for another successful Uncorked Key Largo and Isla Mirada Food and Wine Festival.
Thank you very much, Ed.
Please stay with us. South Florida Arts Beat will continue in just a moment.